Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Well, it's Monday, noon central, and I'm excited to spend our lunch hour together on Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, this past week has been interesting. I got hit with that same crazy cold allergy nonsense that our weather is presenting us with. And when you go from 30 to 60 and back again, you can't help but feel awful. But with all of that, I was also in the process of recruiting some amazing people for a great company and realized yet again that it's all about relationships as well as what's in it for them. So I had to get my mind clear, get myself a little bit better, and think about this position that they're looking for as a service and them as the customer. So how do you present your company as the right solution for your clients? They are your customer, after all. And that's what we're going to talk about today, presenting yourself and your business as a positive solution for your clients. Now, as corny as it sounds, you need to really wow your prospects with every solution. How can they live without what you're offering? As I say every chance I get, building, developing, and nurturing relationships with your customers and creating a great experience for them is a crucial part of growing a successful business. And the way business is done today, using social media, makes us even more important. Now, while we all know that good news travels fast, think about how quickly bad news can go viral using all of our favorite social media platforms. So keeping your business as a positive solution will mean that you're creating some love between your company and your customers, which results in great word-of-mouth recommendations. So let me give you some statistics about the importance of great customer experience. Well, according to both Forrester Research and Right Now, only 37% of businesses receive good or excellent customer experiences scores as compared to, you're ready for this, 64% that receive ratings of okay, poor, or very poor from their customers. Now, it may not sound that bad, except that 89% of those surveyed began doing businesses with a competitor following a poor customer experience. And remember, that was 64% of people that said okay, poor, or very poor. So how can that affect your business? Well, up to 60% of consumers will pay more for a better customer experience. Now, it's definitely important to make sure that you're building relationships with your customers. So let's come up with some ways to help customers fall in love with your business. First, treat your customers right, plain and simple. Remember their names, important information about their families or their business for when you meet them again. Women refer businesses, goods, services, and people out 92% of the time, so think about that when you interact with your customers. Second, treat your customers with respect. Think about when you have to call a company with a slight issue. How many times are you passed along from one to another person, repeating that story over and over? Well, statistics show that a third of consumers say that they experience rude customer service at least once a month, and 58% of them tell their friends. Now, remember that other statistic about referring people? Well, you certainly don't want that statistic to be about something negative. You want it about positive. Third, listen to what your customers are saying. Asking questions begins that relationship, and listening cements it. So take the time to show you truly care by listening to your customer. If they have a suggestion, listen to their feedback and value their opinion. Fourth, follow through on your word. You know the saying, under-promise and over-deliver? Your word is your bond. It's all you have. If you say you're going to do something, then just do it, no matter how small that promise is. If someone can't count on you to follow through on a tiny little thing, why would they consider doing business with you on a larger scale? And fifth, always say thank you and show your gratitude. A positive experience goes a long way. You may not always make a sale, but thank those that didn't buy from you as well and let them know how much you appreciate their time. They can become a new client at another time, and with a little thank you, you can pave the way for a future business. Oh, and if you send a handwritten thank you, even better. So let's go back to something I briefly mentioned, social media. Now, we're all told that you have to be constantly engaged with your customers to make sure you get the sale and to keep it. But not everyone wants to be contacted with every tweet or post that you make. So how do you increase your brand loyalty? In other words, how do you give them that positive experience and become a solution for them? Well, if you think about all the marketing campaigns that we've all created, the ultimate goal is to sell lots of products and lots of services. But what if the goal was to share value instead of products? A survey of 7,000 consumers showed 64% shared values as the primary reason for brand loyalty. So connecting with your customers on a personal level is crucial for growing your business, and that will retain their loyalty. Sharing values and beliefs is important, and incorporating those beliefs into your business is a magnet to so many customers. Now, I'm sure you've heard of a few of the companies that have the strongest values incorporated into their businesses. Sometimes people will become customers not for your products, but instead for your belief system. So here's just a few of them. Tom's Shoes has their one-for-one movement, which gives a pair of shoes to a needy person in the world for each purchase. Zappos has built their core values about wowing customers and placing service as their number one priority. Timberland emphasizes their green standard, which places profitability and community service on the same team. And Southwest Airlines believes their passengers are their number one priority. And, oh, by the way, they happen to fly planes. So what does your company stand for? If it doesn't have to be something that provides products to people, that's okay. And you don't have to donate money to everybody that's in need, because that's okay. But there should be something that you stand for that creates a positive experience for them. Your most expensive commodity is your time. So where can you share your time? For me, I work on giving back, and I'll mentor young women who are starting out in business. This proves to be valuable to both those that I mentor and for me as well. Now, your customers are your biggest assets, so don't give them a reason to leave. Customer loyalty should be your ultimate goal, but it cannot be accomplished if they aren't happy. Remember, you're trying to create a positive experience and become the solution for them. But before I bring in my guests who have created amazing experiences for their customers, here's a few pieces of advice to not only keep them happy, but also to have them come back and be your walking ambassadors. You know, it costs 5 times as much to attract a new customer than it is to keep an existing one. 47% of customers recommend the products they love to friends. 88% of customers recommend the brands they dislike to frenemies. 68% leave because they're upset with the treatment they've received. Loyalty is when people are willing to turn down a better product or price to continue doing business with you. On the average, loyal customers are worth up to 10 times as much as their first purchase. 64% of customers cited shared values as the primary reason for strong brand relationship. These lists can go on and on and on, but I will tell you that 50% of consumers give a brand only 1 week to respond to a question before they stop doing business with them. So think about that. It's not what you say, but how you make a customer feel that creates lasting relationships. And remember, customer service shouldn't be just a department. It should be an entire company. Walt Disney said it best. Do what you do so well that they'll want to see it again and bring their friends. When we come back, you'll hear from my first expert that has some ideas about providing a positive experience and being part of the solution. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, we've got lots of great discussion that's going to happen today. So if you want to get on and you want to ask our guests any questions, just call in to 347-989-1363 and press number 1, and you'll get right on our show. Okay, so let me bring in my first guest, who is not only a business colleague, but he's also a friend, Jim Jones. Jim is a visionary leader with an eye for emerging markets in a changing healthcare environment. Through his 30 years in the insurance and healthcare business, he's developed a business model that integrates insurance products and healthcare services for individuals and small businesses to manage their costs and coverage with customized plan options. He's the co-founder of Wellspring Benefits Group that's located right here in Texas. Jim is no stranger to the radio, as he's been on my show before and has been a regular guest on Salem Communications and the Blaze Radio Network, providing Americans with practical solutions to managing their healthcare costs. Wellspring Benefits Group utilizes various media outlets to brand and position the company as a market leader in serving middle-class America with affordable healthcare solutions. So, Jim, I am excited to have you on the show, and I know we've got lots to talk about.
Well, I'm excited to be back with you, Judy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate it, and I love talking about being a solution and having a positive experience. And let's just go right into that, because when you have your own business or your own company, why is it so important to create that experience for your customer? Because sometimes there's companies that just want people to buy from you, and then the word of the day is next, and they just, it's like a revolving door. So why is this so important for your business?
Well, first of all, let me just say your opening monologue was fantastic, and you brought in so many great things that are applicable to anyone who's trying to grow their business. So it was very, very good, and I appreciate it very much. Obviously, the great thing that you brought out in your monologue is really about value, and there's a big difference between value and price. And when you're typically selling a product, it's more about selling on price. And when you're typically selling a solution, it's more about selling on value. And so people perceive a price of something to be directly proportional to the value that they get out of it. And so it's not about overpricing things to, you know, really try to hit a much, you know, greater margin on what you're selling. It's all about delivering value to a customer at a fair price and providing an extraordinary kind of a customer service process around it. So I love what you said about loyalty. I love what you said about, you know, creating that value proposition for your customer, because that's what makes them stay with you, is are they getting a fair price, are they getting value, and are you treating them the way that, you know, you would want to be treated yourself. So there's no real secret or magic bullet to building a business, but those basic tenets and principles of what we just talked about and what you mentioned are really what it's all about.
Okay, so we all know that we have so many choices that we can make in every part of our lives, and we have to do that hundreds and hundreds of times a day. So how can, you know, your company, my company, whatever business it is, how can you make a person part of the solution that you're offering? How do you incorporate them so they are buying into what you're asking?
Well, it's really about making sure that you find a solution to a problem, and being able to market that solution. People are very budget conscious. People are very particular about who they do business with, and rightfully so. And so how you attract them and how you get them to stay is really a function of the solution that you have for the problem that exists, whether it be healthcare, whether it be, you know, anything, any commodity, any service that you provide. There's competition out there like crazy, Judy. You know that. I mean, why would somebody buy your product versus the next one? Why would somebody want you to be their plumber than the guy down the street? And that really is a function of your ability to solve a problem, do it effectively, and do it at a price that they can afford. And they'll just keep coming back and back and back.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think that when you have the customer service added into there and you make them part of the solution, it's even easier. So I'm going to broach on a subject that I know we can do an all-day show or all-year show on, which, of course, is about insurance and healthcare. We both know how important it is, and we both know how crazy it is. But let's just zero in on a couple of basics. What's the difference between health insurance and healthcare? Because I don't think anybody really knows the difference.
Yeah, it's a very confusing play on words, because health insurance and health care are two very different things. But the government's kind of done a good job of blurring the line between the two. And a lot of people think that they mean the same thing, when in fact, health insurance is a product you buy to finance your health care. That's all it is. It's just a tool for financing your health care. But your health care is something completely different. That's the services, and that's the needs you have for immediate types of benefits that you may need. It may be an office visit. It may be an MRI. It may be, you know, going down and having a root canal. I mean, those are the kinds of health care services that are very different from an insurance policy. The policy finances through premiums those types of health care services. But the people are finding today that purchasing or buying a health insurance policy is very different from accessing health care, because deductibles have gone up so much, and co-pays and co-insurance, and by the time you pay for all of your premium and then you try to access the benefits of your health insurance, you find out that there's a whole lot of health care that you have to spend before anything else happens. And that's just health care spent out of your pocket, even though you may have insurance that you're paying on top of that. So they're two very different issues and subject matters that seem to get kind of blurred between the lines. A lot of people think they're the same thing when they're really very different.
Yeah, it's like sales and marketing, that everybody puts it together and they're two totally different things.
But very different.
I mean, yeah, so this is a confusing topic, and it's been for decades. It's not like it just happened. Everybody's always confused. But why do you think that having a conversation with a professional agent would result in a more positive experience, even though this is not a fun topic?
Right. It's not. As a matter of fact, it can get pretty frustrating, as we all know. Insurance agents spend their lives knowing and understanding and being involved in the process of what goes on both legislatively and at the state level and the federal level with all the changes that go on. Insurance agents have to have the knowledge and understand what's best for a customer after asking a lot of questions, but be able to put it in very simple terms so that anybody can understand it without getting that heavy head that's associated with today's insurance that's so confusing and frustrating. So, you know, insurance agents are highly trained, and they are very good at taking something complex and making it far more simple.
Okay, and I agree with that, and I think that if for anybody to try to do this on their own is crazy, because when something happens, you can't have a conversation with your computer. You can have a conversation
with your agent.
That's exactly
right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go one more step. Let's talk about women. Now, women or moms, let's say, have more access or more need to understand insurance, but they also have – the ability to really get your name out there. They really do. And I, as I said, women refer people and companies out 92% of the time. So why is it important to build relationships with the women, not only the women producers and agents, but the women clients? Why, you know, how do we make it so it's something that is a comfortable position so they can get your name out there? Because it's very difficult. You know, you come out with Wellspring, you know, a few years ago, and you say, okay, I really want to get this business off the ground. Why is it so important to have women behind you?
Well, great question. And first of all, because healthcare is it's complicated, as we've talked about, but it's also very, very personal, almost mm-hmm. to a point of sometimes being a very intimate conversation with your customer, because there's all kinds of healthcare issues and healthcare problems that people have. Think of a single mom out there who's you know, has a couple of kids, and she's trying to juggle a job and trying to take care of her children. There's that nurturing aspect that she has to be a businesswoman by day, and she has to be a nurturing mom, you know, in the evening and through the night. And so, to your question about why is it important for women, it's because the women typically have more of a nurturing kind of nature about them. And so healthcare is a very nurturing and, as I said, very personal kind of business to be in. And so whenever you have or you're dealing with different aspects of healthcare issues and problems, if you have a positive experience with, say, a particular service that you purchase and you buy, either through Wellspring or someone else, women are typically going to be involved in the decision to purchase it, and they're certainly going to be involved in the execution of using it. And so my focus has always been, I've been very, very sensitive to the fact that women are going to use our healthcare services on a more intimate basis, on a more critical basis, on a more functional basis than men do. And so we have always wanted to use our services and how they impact women in the household, single household or family, how they impact that individual is going to determine kind of our future and our destiny, because of the type of service and benefits that we provide. They are highly, highly used by the women, either for their children or themselves or their families, and we're very, very sensitive to making sure that they have a positive experience with our company.
Okay, so here's a question. So we know that there are so many things that are important to women, and health and wellness is one of them. And we all talk about being, you know, for prevention versus intervention, or proactive versus reactive. Where does health and wellness fit into the healthcare or the health insurance industry, or does it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, wellness is a function. Wellness is let me restate that. Wellness is not just the absence of disease. Wellness is a lifestyle. Wellness is not just, I feel okay. Wellness is proactive. Wellness is doing the things that put you in a position to where you are taking more control of how you feel and how you actually stay over the course of time with respect to you know, chronic disease. There's a lot of things that you can do to mitigate or eliminate chronic disease just on lifestyle and habits and things that you have. So there's a very big difference between wellness and you know, medicine and disease and healthcare. Healthcare is really more of a function of, I have an acute illness and I need treatment, or I have a chronic disease and I need to learn how to manage it over the course of time. But all are very, very important in your overall experience and how you're going to be able to manage your lifestyle and what kind of life you're going to lead.
Okay. So there's lots of different pieces to the puzzle. And obviously, you know that I have played around on your website because I love to do that. And I have to say, this was one of the easiest sites to navigate because it told me, if you're this, click over here. And if you're this, click over there. And to me, that's user-friendly. You know, if I'm not a tech genius, but I can say I can hold my own. This was a breeze. So how important is it to have not only great information, but to have a user-friendly site?
Well, absolutely. I mean, to your point, and I appreciate that very much because, I certainly wasn't looking for you to say that, but I'm very pleased that you did. Everyone has today, just about to be in business, you have to have a website. That's just mm-hmm. part of marketing today, as basic as anything that you do. And the experience that you have on a site is going to be a reflection of your company. If you go to a site and it's complicated and you don't really know what to do, then that's, in my way of thinking, kind of a reflection of the whole company. It's a reflection of the whole customer service type experience. If I'm confused here, I'm probably going to stay confused through the process. If I can't get simple, if I don't understand who you are, what you do, just by looking at your website, then it's pretty clear to me that I'm going to get a similar experience whenever I speak to somebody at the company. So we know that our website is a reflection of who we are and our company. And so we want to take the first and best step forward, knowing full well that most people kind of check you out on the website before they take any other steps. So it's very, very important, Judy, and the experience that we have with our customers is one, because of the nature of our business, is very personal, like I said. And so we spend a lot of time with people on the phone. We do not have call centers. We don't like call centers in the healthcare business. We don't want call centers at Wellspring because, we want to have time and we want to stay with that customer as long as we need to in order for them to have a good experience and so that we can understand their issues and help them solve this complicated puzzle of healthcare, whatever that may be. And we're not as much into insurance as we are into healthcare. But healthcare is so important and so intimate to people that we just want them to have a great experience without that call center kind of herd mentality that people typically get when they call into one of those centers.
Well, it's interesting because when I go onto someone's website and I find it difficult, I leave the tab open at the top. So I always have like hundreds of tabs open, which is why my computer is so slow. But when I find a website that I really like, I pin it so it's always open. So whenever I want to go there, I can just go there. And that would be what I would do with yours because it's easy, it's simple, and I can tell people, just go here because it's really easy. So you're welcome. How would our listeners be able to learn more about what you do, about Wellspring, about, all the other products that you have? Where would you send them?
Well, to our website, it's controlmycare.com, mm-hmm. controlmycare.com. And on there, you're going to see different types of products that we have available, one of which is a new service, Judy, that I think we are really, really resonating very well with people across America. And that's either with, let's just say you're a caregiver to an aging parent, or perhaps you are on Medicare and you're taking several medications. So you may have a chronic disease and be 45 years old, or you may be taking 6 or 7 medications and be 68 years old. Either way, we have an outstanding service that is just now being offered to the general public through a partner of ours that has been doing it for 14 years and the clinical environment, and they do a fabulous job of managing medications, pre-packaging medications, so that you don't have to get that tackle box out on Sunday night and try to
figure it out yourself.
All the different medications you have and figure it out yourself. It's just a fabulous service, and people just love it.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to run out of time, but before we do, what do you want to leave our listeners with today? What's a message for them?
Well, I think the main message is understand that there's a big difference between health insurance and health care. And health care is something that's going to strike you immediately. You need some service immediately. Whether you have health insurance or not, put that aside. And so those are the types of services that impact you the most. They're the most intimate, they're the most personal, they're the most needy, and those are the things that we concentrate on and that we focus on for the general public, and we would love to be of service any way we possibly can. So I would just encourage you to go to controlmycare.com, give us a call, our phone number's right there on the website, and tell us your story. Tell us how we might be able to help you, and we'll be glad to spend however much time that we need to spend to help you solve your healthcare issues.
Excellent. Well, Jim, thank you for joining me today. You've given us some powerful information and a lot to think about, and we will have everything posted all over social media so people can click right on the link and go right to Control My Care. And you know, obviously, I am a big fan, and I do appreciate you spending time with us. So thank you.
My pleasure, Judy, and I'm a big fan of yours and your show. And thank you so much what you're doing with all that you do.
Thank you. Okay, and we're going to take a break to make sure we thank our sponsor, The Report for Women, which is an important resource for all women in business. So check them out at www.thereportforwomen.com. Subscription is free, and you get to see all the new information that gets automatically generated on a regular basis. So if you're ready to watch your business get some great buzz, become one of our sponsors. Go to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com, click on the sponsor tab, and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So are we connected yet on social media? Because if we're not, we should be. On Facebook, go to Selling in a Skirt or Tough Talk Radio. You can be my friend on Facebook at Judy Hoberman, and of course, follow me on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. Make sure you connect with us so you're kept up to date with all the great things that are happening. Okay, it's time to bring in my next amazing guest, Megan Tull. She's the CEO and founder of Silver Lining Concepts, LLC, which is a business coaching and consulting firm that specializes in innovative and transformational training programs and workshops. It's for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and small business owners. Megan has been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, and she's a success strategist, a transformational leader, a national speaker, an author, a certified life and business coach, and a comprehensive trained certified Pilates instructor. She's the creator and host of the globally recognized Step Into Success Summit for Women Entrepreneurs and has built 7 businesses from the ground up, so she knows a thing or two about business. She shared the stage with many top speakers such as Les Brown and Mark McClure. Megan is currently writing a book called The Passion Belief Method, Own Your Value and Earn Your Worth in Business, which is expected to be out pretty soon. She also hosts her own weekly web TV show called Own Your Value and Earn Your Worth. Welcome to the show, Megan. I'm excited to share the mic with you for the second half of the show.
Well, hello, Judy. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited that you're back again.
Me too.
Okay, so we're talking today about making and creating a positive experience for your clients as well as being part of their solution. Tell me what your thoughts are about that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times when it comes to working with your clients and presenting your offer, that can be challenging for a lot of folks. And we're going to talk today about how that can be something that's actually a very pleasant experience and rewarding experience versus scary as heck. So what I've noticed is a lot of entrepreneurs struggle when it comes to selling themselves and their products or services. And, you know, many of these individuals were rock star sales consultants in corporate America. And, you know, they, for some reason, now that they have their own business and they're presenting themselves and their own products and services, all of a sudden they're struggling. So I know I personally had a challenge in this area. And even though I've been in sales my whole life, when it came to offering my you know, products and services in my own business, I felt very uneasy, and I didn't know quite the words to say, the right words, and I always felt like I was being pushy, and, you know, some negative beliefs started showing up. Am I good enough? Is this something they're going to really want? So I often wondered, why is this so hard? So there's actually a big difference when you're selling for yourself, especially when you're a heartfelt entrepreneur. And we're, you know, we all want to share our mission and our gifts and make a difference in the world. And our main focus isn't necessarily to make the sale, but when we're marketing ourselves, you know, we're really a lot more vulnerable. So we're afraid of rejection, and you know, we really have to detach ourselves from the outcome. So we're really not feeling like we're being judged if somebody says no to us. So what I'd love to share today is, you know, how we can successfully price and sell our expertise and be courageous and present ourselves with confidence, because this is how we're going to best serve our clients.
Okay, before we get to the dollars, because I definitely want to talk about that, there's a piece before that, though, because we all know, and you and I, we've talked about this, one of the most important things for women in business is to either bring value or to have value, and, you know, whatever it is. But unfortunately, many women don't believe that they have any value. You know, we always put ourselves last, and you use the big word, enough. We're not enough. We're not tall enough, short enough, smart enough, big enough, yeah, whatever it is. So when a client says to you, Megan, I just don't think that I bring any value, what do you say to them?
Well, we all have amazing gifts and talents to share. So, you know, again, that fear and the negative doubts and beliefs always show up. So what I always have my clients do is take a look at, you know, what is the education that they have? What is the experiences that they have and the skill sets? and the God-given talents they have. So we all bring something different to the table, and we all are amazing and have unique gifts to share. So sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, digging deep and taking a look at, you know, what it is that you have that's unique. And again, it's based on education, experience, your God-given talents, all of those things coming together. And, you know, there's no two people that are alike. So when people often say, okay, here's a successful person in my industry, I'm going to emulate them and do exactly what they're doing, that is certainly the kiss of death, because you want to be unique and you want to get really clear on what it is that you bring. So what is your personal value that you bring? So that's the first thing that you want to look at. But then you want to look at what is the value of your products or services. So digging deeper there, what is the unique transformation that you offer? You know, what is a transformation your ideal client would experience when working with you and utilizing your products and services? So, you know, thinking, can you truly help someone solve a problem or challenge? So it's obviously very important for you to know who your ideal target client is and know what are some of the top problems or challenges that they're facing, and then, you know, design your products and services to offer a solution to them. So that's how you can really get in tune with, you know, what your value is, how you can realize your value and then own it. Because you can understand what the value is, but you really have to own it, and that's where you can start becoming more confident moving forward.
Okay, so now the next piece of that is that many times that when we really don't see the value in ourselves, it's also reflected in the offer that we make and what we put as a price. Now, I never talk about the price is. I talk about the investment, because I truly believe that women need to invest in themselves, not pay something. They need to invest. And I remember years ago, somebody, you know, my business coach said to me, you're giving a mixed message. You have, like, the best information that you need to share with people, and you really should be more like Neiman Marcus, but yet you're giving prices like Target. So how do you talk to women about increasing the investment that they want for people to make in your offer, because there is a huge transformation? But until we get, you know, some of those layers peeled back, it's very difficult for you to say, okay, so I'm going to charge $10,000 for a day with me, as opposed to, well, if you want to hang out with me, you know, I'm going to charge you $500. So how do you get people to turn that corner?
Again, it all comes down to value and understanding the value that you're offering. But also, I think, you know, your process and how you are, you know, presenting your offer. And this is where I think ego steps in a lot of times. And I'm sure you know this, Judy, with working with so many individuals in selling. You know, we have the ego that comes in, like, oh, if I'm going to be charging $10,000, you know, for this program, you know, am I really worth it? Is somebody really going to invest that money? So, again, when you really tap into the value of what you're offering, then it makes it almost priceless. And if they're really going to be able to obtain that transformation or that solution they're looking for, then it's going to be worth every penny. So this is where, again, you want to take ego out of it. So you're taking yourself out of the equation for a moment and really knowing that this is all about your client. So how can you describe your transformation in a way that your ideal clients will resonate with you? You know, what are the words that will allow them to know that you are the one that can take them from where they are to where they want to be? So, you know, not everybody is your ideal target client. So that's important to understand. But the ones that are, and the ones that are struggling with a problem or challenge, and you're able to uncover that and reveal it and tap into those pain points and then get clear on what they do want, then you can come in as a solution or transformation for them to be able to overcome that challenge or problem. So you're really coming from that place of service versus selling. which, right. again, you're stepping out of that ego and into really just serving and really identifying your client's needs. And if it's a fit, of course, then making that offer and presenting it with confidence because you know the value that you have in your products and services.
Okay, so you've figured out how to offer it, and it's part of the process, and it is transformational and everything else. But do you believe that when you get your client to actually be part of the solution and use their words and try to incorporate that into the offer, do you think that that is giving them more of a positive experience or more of a, you know, feeling like we've come up with these solutions together, so it's more valuable?
Absolutely, and that's such a great point, Judy, because you do want them to be actively involved through the whole process. You're asking, you know, those questions that are really going to allow you to become clear on what they're looking for, and, it, mm-hmm. you know, so you're able to gain the insight, but also it's reminding them that, you know, they are ready for a change. They want, you want them to describe what it is that they do want versus, you know, the challenge or problem that they're facing. You know, have them look, okay, if I were to be able to wave a magic wand and you can have your situation be exactly the way you want it, what would that look like? And have them paint a picture for you so you can, again, get clear, but it's also allowing them to think, wow, if I'm ready to move forward and take this step, and it might be a scary step, but this is what I can, you know, receive on the other side. So by connecting with your client in that way and having them actively involved in that process, then you can let them know that your product or service can allow them to obtain those results and you know, really offer that solution to their problem.
You know, I'll tell you a little story. When I was selling heavily, when I was selling insurance, one of the things we sold was life insurance. And we all know that life insurance is not something that anybody really wants because it's kind of like a creepy thing. Like you're assuming
yeah.
that, you know, eventually you'll need it. So, and
right.
I mean, it is huge, but it is a majorly relationship-built industry. And I remember we had a program that I would ask you questions. Okay, so Megan, tell me how important this is and this is and this is. And so whatever you would tell me would go into this program, and at the end it would give you different choices. So we can do whole life, we could do universal, whatever it was, different combinations, whatever. But if you said to me at that point, you know, it's really more than I want to spend, my question comes back to, okay, tell me what you want to take out, because everything that you said we put in is really what happens. And so when they're part yeah. of that solution, it's really very powerful because now they're saying, you know, if I would have said, okay, Megan, you need this and this and this and this and this, that's different than you telling me, well, I need college and I need, you know, this kind of insurance and whatever. So I think it's very powerful. So I agree with what you're saying, that being part of the decision-making process works. Okay, I want to switch gears for a minute. You have built 7 businesses, and I know you're on to more bigger and better things right now. And so, you know, one of the things that I talked about in my opening was about brand loyalty. When you built the 7 businesses, was there a little piece of it that continued from business to business that was part of you? Or are they totally different businesses, and each time you needed to build this brand loyalty, which you've done so well?
Wow, that is a really great question. So all of my businesses certainly were a part of me, but they all have kind of evolved as I've grown as a person. So as I became more in alignment with who I felt that I can best serve and how I can fulfill, you know, living my purpose, I've been able to really create businesses that allow me to serve in the best way possible and allow me to become fulfilled. So definitely, I mean, I feel like my businesses are a reflection of who I am. But then, you know, as I evolve as a person and a business owner, how, you know, really creating businesses that I feel can make the most impact and make the most difference in the world. So that's how it's kind of evolved over the years. And it's all about gaining clarity mm-hmm. as we grow and learn. And I think we're always in the process of doing that. So that's why, you know, even if you haven't had multiple businesses, you know, it's always important to really keep tweaking and perfecting your existing business and not get stagnant, but, you know, continue to grow so you can best serve your clients in a way that's going to benefit them most.
Yeah, and we actually also outgrow things as well. We all know that. But you are coming up, well, you have an amazing event coming up that's all about, you know, success, and it's all about different pieces of the puzzle that you put together, different speakers, and it's called Step Into Success Telesummit. So tell everybody, you've got your 30-second elevator pitch here. Why should everyone register for this?
Well, Judy, one of the things that I've discovered over you know, the last few years is really how powerful it is to align with other powerful entrepreneurs, especially women. Love working with other women. So this program is a way for me to join other successful entrepreneurs and really have them share their tips and expertise with my listeners. So I interview 10 entrepreneurial experts that share their expertise in all areas of business to assist aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that are on their journey of success in the entrepreneurial world, and really gaining the knowledge that they need to master to be successful in business and have a profitable business that they love.
And how can people register for it?
So you can register for the Step Into Success Telesummit by going to stepintosuccesssummit.com. Again, that's stepintosuccesssummit.com. This is a free event. So when you register, you will be getting emails to notify when the speakers are going to be presenting. You'll also get to see, you know, who's going to be sharing what topics, so you can listen in on specific ones, or I certainly recommend to listen to all of them. But the event actually runs live March 23rd through the 27th. So I highly recommend, if you're wanting to, you know, gain insight and expertise from these incredible women entrepreneurial experts, you'll want to register as soon as possible, and we'll be notifying you of all the details.
Okay, well, I'm going to put a little plug in there. You need to register for this because I know a lot of the speakers that are on there, and they're pretty awesome.
And so, guess what? Judy is one of them.
So there you go. There's that shameless little plug.
Yeah, so excited to have Judy on board with this amazing program. And, you know, it's really our way of giving back, right, and helping as many people as we can be successful.
Absolutely. So, Megan, what do you want to leave our listeners with today? Because you've got so many great things that are going on, and we want to make sure that they get that last bit of a nugget from you that they can take with them.
So, you know, really, it's all about being authentic and always coming from a place of service and putting your client first. Because if you're able to do that, then you'll be able to build a business that always feels great, that, you know, you're remaining in integrity and alignment with your values and your beliefs. And, you know, this is the best way to build an extremely profitable business. So that's why I always say, you know, once you can own your value, you can certainly earn your worth. So I want to encourage everybody to be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world.
That's awesome, Megan. And, you know, there's so many women that can benefit from just having a simple conversation with you. So I just want to thank you for sharing the mic with me today. I am looking forward to, you know, keeping updated on each other's adventures, and can't wait until the Telesummit.
Yes, thank you so much, Judy, for all that you do and being an amazing, powerful woman yourself. And I love collaborating with you and on this show and in the summit. And I think that's such a great way to, again, like I said, give back and make an impact. So thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up today's show with some reasons why having a positive experience is important. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So let's wrap up today's show with some ideas about why customer experience is important. And I know I've given you lots of statistics today, but that's how we can measure why this really works. So higher customer referral rates and customer satisfaction were reported by a study of 860 corporate executives who increased their investment in customer experience. So first, it eases customer acquisition, it drives customer loyalty, and improves customer retention. Second, it increases customer satisfaction. When a customer is wowed by the experience and has had their expectations exceeded, it increases customer satisfaction. Third, as I mentioned, it also increases customer retention. People want to buy from places that make them feel good. Creating an experience that's memorable and enjoyable for the customer will help keep them coming back for more. Fourth, create a competitive advantage and differentiation. Now, today, you cannot compete on price. Customers want more, and they want an emotional connection with the companies they deal with. So create that experience that keeps them coming back for more. This will create a point of differentiation that you can use as a competitive advantage. And finally, fifth, a report found that just 20% of companies have a well-developed customer experience strategy. It's a big opportunity for companies who are willing to invest in the customer experience. Remember that building relationships is a critical part of your business and will give your customers a reason to continue doing business with you. But relationships do take time. It's just, you have to remember, it's definitely worth the investment. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, some ideas for your business, and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. Make sure you stay connected with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.